أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين. In the previous ayats, immediately just before this, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained one the important aspect and theme of the surah, and that is that Allah tests people in different ways. One is that Allah gives this ni'mat to a person, and when that ni'mat is there, he should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He should not ascribe it to himself, it is because of my hard work, my mujahada, etc. But he should acknowledge and realize that that ni'mat is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The other way Allah Ta'ala tests a person, when difficulties come upon him, whichever way, whether it is money-wise, whether it is health-wise, whether it is domestic problems, whatever difficulties that come on a person, that is also a test from Allah. And at that time he should not become so despondent that he turns away from Allah, but in fact he should turn more to Allah Ta'ala. And most of those conditions come on a person because of his evil actions. The gunas that he makes, because of that, such actions, such conditions come on a person, whether it is in his health, whether it is in his money, whether it is other problems, because of our evil actions. So Allah Ta'ala now informs us, and this is the beautiful scanning and x-ray of the Quran Sharif. If we read it with sincerity, it is doing such an MRI upon us, such a scanning of us, that which we didn't know is in us, the Quran takes it out from us and shows us our faults clearly. A clear report is given to us and we can see where we stand. And without this scanning and x-ray of the Quran Sharif, very few, hardly any one of us will know what our faults are. Like that, because we are making five times namaz, we have got sunnat beards, we are dressing according to sunnat, thinking we are pious. But when we go for a test, then we realize what is actually hidden within us. So here the Quran Sharif refers to a few of those, the scanning of a few things. In many other places of the Quran, in the Hadith Sharif, a complete scanning is done of us, of what the diseases, spiritual diseases, are lurking within us. So when these difficult conditions come to us, we should reflect upon ourselves. But look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we couldn't reflect on ourselves also. So the Quran Sharif is reflecting, the Quran Sharif is x-raying us and showing us our faults. The one thing, the first thing Quran Sharif says, and perhaps we hardly ever think about this, that why these difficulties, conditions come upon us. First thing, kalla, walla tukrimun al yateen, koinahi, nothing else. It's not Allah making zulam on you that these conditions have come on you. These difficult and hard conditions which come on us, it's not because of na'uzubillah, Allah is making zulam or anything. But one of the reasons is, walla tukrimun al yateen. Par tum izzat se nahi rakhte ho yateem ko. You are not keeping the yateem, the orphan child, with honor. The Quran wants us not just to keep an orphan child, which perhaps none of us have got, that we should keep every Muslim home, should be a home for an orphan child. And when there are so many orphans everywhere, and they are so neglected, and nobody cares about them, they become wild street children, they have the worst of things. Perhaps not a dua of ours also comes out for them. And if we think about Syria, our own Muslim brothers, our own children, if we think of Burma, in Rohingya, those are our children. The Muslim family is one family, but not even a dua comes out from us. How many of us, so many people are doing genuine social welfare work there. What have we contributed towards those little children? So, and Allah says, not that you must look after them, but an orphan child, that you must honor him. You must honor the child and respect him and give him great, great importance. But we hardly do this. And we don't think it's our duty also. My duty is my children somehow. We can't look after our own children also today. Our own children in our homes are treated as orphans as far as deen is concerned. dunya, as somebody said very beautifully, that as far as dunya and dunya's education and the schooling system, etc., we follow that 100%. We make taqleed of it and we follow it without any doubt in our mind. But deeni matters, everyone is a mujtahid. And everyone does his own research and follows himself. He goes on to Google, whatever else, and he follows what he feels is right. But in dunya's matters, we just follow whatever is told to us. So yeah, our own children, as far as deen is concerned, they are like orphans. Nobody to teach them the right way in deen. As far as dunya, we will spend so much money upon them, we will make so much effort upon them. But as far as deen is concerned, even our own children. And then the real, who are the orphan children, and the orphan according to Sharia is one whose father has passed away, that he hasn't got a father over him. And there are so many such children. If we couldn't do more, have we made one dua? Have we contributed one rand towards this cause? So this is the first thing, and this is what we are all guilty of, each one of us. And if we have to keep an orphan child, how we treat the child? How many cases within us, when the father gets married again for some reason, he marries a woman who has got children from a previous marriage, how those children are treated? They are treated in a very bad way. So all this, these great weaknesses are within us, which we don't even think. And here the Quran makes it clear that it is our duty to see to all this. And we must have the feeling, and that we are living it up now and then. We are having lavish dawahs, we are having bribes, we are spending so much money on all things. But these poor children who are suffering, and the ummah is one ummah. We look at it today, unfortunately, as we follow the West in everything, that we got nothing to do with them. We are here in South Africa, we are in our comfort zone, so we got nothing. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, Allah has taught us, Muslims in one nation, one ummah in the whole world. But we don't care about anyone, those people around us here also. How many of them are in so much of difficulties? Do we perhaps give a slice of bread, we give a sandwich, we give a cup of tea or anything like that to anyone? So this is the first duty the Quran says, which is upon us. And how beautifully the Quran says, not to look after the orphan child, but to honor and respect the orphan child. In fact, on the other hand, we are such that the orphans, the estate which comes in our hands, we abuse that estate also. We don't give the orphans their share also. They are small, the father has passed away, we were made a trustee in that estate, and many cases that we don't even give them their share. So this is a very great weakness that is within us, and yet the Quran has x-rayed us and showed us this one great weakness. Not enough to act like a big Sufi now, five times namaz, before time in the masjid, everything. But yeah, on the other hand, these hidden things which we don't know, and we are not even aware about it. The Quran has taken it out and illustrated it to us. May Allah make us realize this and live as how a ummati should live. Allah give us all tawfiq. We are desperately in need of all this.